you need to know the goal, not how you're going to get there. And I could always see the goals that I wanted to have a guitar shop. I wanted to have a house with a pool. I wanted to have a red car. I always saw the goal and said, I'll figure out how to get there.
Yeah, you did have a red car, right?
Yeah, I always, you know, red is hot, man. Yeah. It's better to be watching the river than in it. Because if you're in the river, you're drowning. You know, you're trying to swim and get out of the river. If you're watching the river, you're listening to the peacefulness of it.
Greetings and gratitude to you all. Welcome to the X Factors to Success podcast show. I am Ruggiero Fratacangeli, also known as the G-Man. And ladies and gentlemen, today I have a special guest that I've known now, I think, over 10, 12 years. And he does fit the whole principles of the X Factor success. As you all have been following me, or those are new who've been following me, the five pillars are faith, family and friends, fitness, finance, and fun. And I think this this guest today is definitely encompasses those attributes of the principles of success in him and his journey. He is over 20 years in the automotive business, and then he transitioned. While he's also a musician, he opened a wonderful, wonderful shop and serving the community. He's an awesome musician. He's an awesome guitar player. He's an awesome personality. And, you know, we're going to find out more about him for the next 35, 45 minutes. Those of you who are traveling today in your car or walking a dog or whatever you're doing out there. But without further ado, please welcome my guest, and he's your guest as well, is Anthony Scarletta. He's going to correct me because I'm Italian also, if I don't. Anthony, welcome.
Scarlatta.
Scarlatta. Okay.
We must be from different towns.
Yeah, you know, I'm from the Rome area. I think you're from the...
We're Calabrese.
Oh, man. They say the testadura, you know?
I got two Calabrese, my mom and my dad, so I'm double thick at it.
That's awesome. Well, Anthony, welcome to the show. And I'm so
happy to be here. Happy to see you after so many years.
Well, folks, we're coming... actually, we're recording live in the shop here, and we'll share some photos when you get this podcast going here. I gotta say, this is a beautiful place, by the way, before we get started. Look at all the guitars here. Do you play all these guitars?
No, I actually don't play any of them, to be honest with you.
What do you mean?
Too many to handle.
Bass guitars, acoustic guitars, drums, I mean, violins, and other instruments are there, too, as well. Yeah, so Anthony, welcome to the show once again, and let's get going here. Let's dive right into deep here. So Anthony, I know I gave a short little bit bio of you, right? Can you maybe kind of get a little more deeper regarding your automotive industry? What exactly, and how do we meet, by the way? So this is how we kind of...
So I guess basically what happened with me is I was doing music and I was doing car stuff, and I basically flipped the coin and I wound up in the car business. Started doing some detailing. I must have been 19 years old and did that for a while. Things were good, made a great living doing it.
Uh-huh.
And you became one of my vendors.
That's right.
Probably in the mid-2000s, I would say.
Correct.
2002, 2004, something like that.
Correct.
And it's such a long memory for me. I put that behind me.
And you know what? When I first met you, and then I was serving you with the detailing products, and you were doing a fantastic job. By the way, you're wonderful customers. Yes,
thank you. It was a lot of hard work, a lot of hours. We'll get into all that later.
Absolutely.
And so basically, I was on the fence with to continue doing music or do the car thing. I kind of flipped the coin.
All right. So Anthony, you kind of flipped the coin as you indicated. So from that business, as far as in the automotive detailing business, also now into the new.
Yeah, basically it was either the music business, which I was kind of doing. I was young. I was playing music. I was learning the ropes. I worked in a couple of shops, and I knew that's what I wanted to do. And I knew eventually, you know, at that time, you could not touch big lines like Gibson and Fender. They were all locked down. But I knew somewhere along the line, I would get that shop and be like a... I don't know if you guys remember Giuliano's in White Plains,
yes,
but that custom kind of guy that everybody would go to. And fast forward 25 years later, this brand Nags Guitars from Greensboro, Maryland, fell in my lap, which we'll get into later.
Yeah.
And I kind of, for lack of better words, I did full circle, and here I am in the music business.
You have a beautiful shop once again. I mean, all these wonderful guitars and basses and other instruments you have here. And then we'll get more about this custom brand guitars that you just mentioned, Anthony. Again, very psyched that I'm here today. with you at your own shop here. So let's get started. Let's dive in deep here regarding success. And I always ask this question to all my guests on the show. What's your definition of success, Anthony? How would you share your experience?
You know, it's kind of funny because I really don't have an answer for that. What is success?
Yeah.
But I guess I would say, you know, everyone has their own idea and level of success.
Mm-hmm.
But for me, it's like pretty simple. Just have a purpose and a good amount of enjoyment out of what you do. You know, why you wake up. And I like trying to be comfortable in my own skin. And, you know, not that, you know, I don't want to bring up money, but.
But money,
some financial comfort.
But money comes when you enjoy, right?
When you're happy doing what you're doing, for lack of better words, you know, financial comfort is pretty important as well. I'm not saying we do this for the money. You know, I'm lucky to have a balance of enjoyment, stress, fear, happiness, and money.
And money. I mean, that's part of the finance, part of the X factors to success. Without the money, you're able to do other things that you're able to enjoy also. And serve your purpose. That's awesome. So, Anthony, you know, you're motivated. You've been you transitioned over 20 plus years in the automotive detail business and so on. You had a whole clientele business. You sold that off also. You got this wonderful show. So what motivates you?
That's a great question because, you know, as a young boy, as a young kid, you think motivation, what is that word motivation? Like, I need motivation to get a job. I need motivation to meet a woman. I need motivation to save money. But it's actually simple for me. I realized it later in life. Waking up is my motivation. You know, if you're focused and you wake up positive on the right track, that's all the motivation that I need.
Mm. Let's stay on this positive stuff here. So can you share with us anything that you do that's positive? Let's elaborate a little bit more on that.
Positive. I mean, like I said, waking up positive, which is not easy. You know, you could say it at night when you go to bed, I'm going to wake up in a positive mood.
Yeah.
And, you know, the smoke detector's going off and you say, oh, shit, you know, this is not positive. So, like, there's a lot of distractions. But I guess for me being positive, there's lots of things that I learned over the last couple of years, whether it's through other coaches or my yogi masters.
Oh, yogi masters.
You know, I'm going to drop another name here. My buddy Matt Starr, he does coaching, and we're good friends, and maybe I'll plug him a little later and explain.
Hello, Matt Starr.
he had said something to me that really gelled the first time we spoke, and his thing was, try not to gossip for 30 days or feel sorry for yourself for 30 days. Mm-hmm. And I said, well, that's just plain stupid. That's just ridiculous because...
Well, this was your mindset from the past, right?
And basically... It's very hard to do, to not gossip and not feel sorry for yourself. So, you know, you need to remember those things and practice them for 5 days, 10 days, 14 days, 30 days, which is a very long time. And I always remembered that was one of the first things he told me. It always stuck in my mind. Another thing I like to do, I've been studying inner peace and meditation, which we briefly touched when we were off air about.
Yes.
Meditation sounds stupider than running or walking.
You know, I thought it was a
bullshit.
I poo-pooed that back then. But I do too also, Anthony.
You know, we talked about it. You've got good meditations. You've got days that's not so great. But that helps me stay positive and focusing on, I won't get into the whole thing, but for me, I focus on sound and awareness. And quick thing, I did a meditation that they call it pizza meditation. And I almost didn't click on it and do it.
Pizza meditation.
Said, what the hell is pizza meditation?
Please elaborate.
So basically, you have to sit there for 10 minutes and not think about pizza, which is impossible.
Oh, I had pizza today. It's good. I love New York pizza.
So that was a cool one.
Cool. Yeah, so it a lot of good points right there as far as meditation. And how, by the way, how long have you been doing meditation now since you've been introduced?
I've been studying yogi and Buddhism for probably 4 years, and it's like one of those things that you think it's going to be instantaneous. Like, I want to wake up tomorrow and be a master, and next thing you know, a year has passed, 2 years have passed, 4 years have passed, and I'm telling you that I've been doing it for 4 years. Oh. It's like... you know, as my financial guy says, little bass hits, little bass hits, you know, a little bit of that, a little taste at a time.
Sure. And it's a compound effect after that. It's rolling over. Well, head on, Anthony. Anthony, so you're in the business. So the story goes that you, your current situation right now, right? Is there a cliche that you use, you know, everyday life when you're meeting customers, or even when you have friends, or you're gigging out there with the band?
You know that wasn't really ready for that question. And I don't like cliche stuff. Like a lot of people say, well, I'm living the dream, man. I'm living the dream, and that's bullshit. Man.
But you are living the dream.
You
know, look at it.
What dream am I living? I'm living a nightmare.
Anthony, I'm sure a teenager come here through your door, walk into this beautiful shop, all these beautiful guitars, different colors, different brands. I mean, they say, wow. And you looked up to it as a role model. And then you pick up a guitar, you start jamming, you do some licks. Like, whoa.
Yeah, I mean, it's hard to look at myself as a role model. I you know, as much confidence and as flamboyant as I may or may not be.
Right.
I look at myself as just another guy that's playing music and doing what I'm doing. It just happens.
Uh-huh. Well, so we all have our trials and tribulations, I call them. And we make mistakes or failures, however you want to look at them. Again, over time, I never consider now a failure as a negative thing. But definitely. So what would you say one of your biggest failures or mistakes that you made that got you closer to what you have achieved up to now?
You know, it's funny you say that because, not to sound conceited, but I try to keep my mistakes down to a minimum. And I'm blessed that I don't have many failures.
Cool.
Well,
you know what?
I've had them.
Okay, all right. Because
you know,
people got to say, what do you mean?
I've had great days. You try to keep the mistakes down to a minimum, you know, and I learned that a long time ago. You know, a lot of lessons throughout the last 30 years of my career, whether it was in the car business, whether it was in, you know, playing music with the band, or, which is another business.
Sure.
Whether it's in the store, selling guitars, whatever it is.
By the way, you want to plug in your current band?
Let's save it for later. More important.
Okay. You know, I jump around. I like to jump around. See, folks, I'm getting Anthony off track here, but it's okay. Great guy, fun guy. You got to see
he
it.
He just loves the name of the band, so.
That's why we got to talk about that. We're two paisans. We're two Italian, but he's a Calabrese. Those of you who are Italian, the Calabrese, they consider him as hard-headed. No, testa dura, they say.
Yeah, for sure. Definitely got that trait.
I'm awesome. So, Anthony, if someone comes in here and they would look at you or just talk to you for the first 5-10 minutes, how would you describe yourself on that there?
That's another great question. I can't believe I actually wrote this down.
You wrote that?
I read this in a Fortune once. From a horoscope.
Okay.
And it was, I'm an Aquarius. So, you know,
I'm an Aquarius.
I follow that shit once in a while. And anyway, I'm an Aquarius. And this horoscope never left my mind because it was so true. And it basically said that you are on the brink of insanity and genius. And although it sounds hysterical.
Does it fit you?
It fits me. you know, I'm very aggressive, you know, in my own mind, I'm aggressive. I have very clear views on what I want, where I want to be.
Okay.
I can always envision my goals. They say, another thing that my coach told me, you need to know the goal, not how you're going to get there. And I can always see the goal that I wanted to have a guitar shop. I wanted to have a house with a pool. I wanted to have a red car. I always saw the goal and said, I'll figure out how to get there.
Yeah, you did have a red car, right?
Yeah, I always, you know, red is hot, man. You know, people say to me all the time, they meet me, like, I'll say something like, I don't know, something crazy. I'm going to go buy a house today. And they go, are you out of your mind? And then next thing you know, they're at my housewarming party.
There you go. Well, you're a likable guy. You know, you come across strong, but yet you embrace all those folks come across your path. That's awesome, Anthony. Man, I love it. On the brink of insanity or genius. I have to remember that. Aquarius. Hey, you know what? Maybe we'll save it for later. I have a question for you. I'm going to ask you later. Maybe with all these guitars, I think you got to play a couple of 8, 10, 15, 16 measures of something. Maybe I'm going to. We'll test you. We'll see how you feel about that before we...
We'll see how my fingers feel when we're done.
Oh, okay.
If they're numb.
And it would be numb. Okay. We're having Perrier water here. It looks like it's pretty good here. So, you know, people say, oh, Anthony, you're lucky. You're just lucky in success, and you've been through all sorts. So they don't know your past, right? So do you think people are just lucky?
You know, another good question, man. I don't know if it's because you know me or you ask these questions in general.
Well, it's kind of my platform. So, this is where I get people to extract their point of view.
People say to me all the time, whether it's directed at me or directed at their neighbor or the guy with the Ferrari, they say, well, he was in the right place at the right time.
I heard that before.
That is the biggest bullshit I've ever heard in my life. I mean, luck has zero to do with success. You know, I mean, for me, luck is not getting hit by a car when you're crossing a busy street.
Right.
Okay, luck has nothing to do with success. I thought the same thing when I was a kid. I said, wow, that guy's real lucky. He's got a great wife. He's got a nice ring on his finger. He's got a Rolex watch. That guy's really, he's really lucky, man. He was at the right place at the right time to get that job. That's bullshit. You got to go out and get that job. Yeah. You got to do the work.
You know, Tony Robbins says this also, you got to take action.
Take
massive action,
I
right?
I just watched a YouTube video, one of those self-help videos. I randomly clicked on it.
Okay.
And saying, wow, I need a new job is not doing, I'm going to go out and get that new job. I mean, the act of doing it
right. Is
the desire to want to have a better job.
You know, Anthony, we have all good intentions. We were born with skills. We were born with greatness in us. You know, myself also relaunching this podcast show, X Factor for Success, and bringing people like yourself to the show that people can relate to. Because a lot of times you listen to these YouTube videos, these gurus out there say, well, you know, because they're lucky or they're just, you know, they got there, but they didn't see the steps of which they achieved. That's why I bring you and bring other guests also that to kind of, it's the salt of the earth, Anthony, you know, and really feel that we could connect with people like yourself and make things happen. So, right place at the right time. So, bullshit, you said, right?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Absolutely, man.
Well, Anthony, you know, I'm sure you have role models. And what would you say your role models are? Is one or two? Or
you
someone,
would think. Right? You know, you would think that I had role models. I'm a pretty humble dude, and I'm a pretty modest guy.
Humble dude you are? Okay.
Yes, I don't know. I would say the simple answer, and being from a buddy of mine, we call it the Mediterranean mania.
Ooh.
Like being from a Mediterranean family,
sure,
from an Italian family.
Yes, yeah.
You know what I'm talking about.
Absolutely,
it's never good enough. It's
it's a mindset that I will say.
It's the Mediterranean.
I like that.
Mania.
I never heard that kind of expression.
Yeah, it's a good expression. But I will say, you know, after battling with my folks as a teenager and. You know, the obvious answer is my folks. I mean, they were there for me through the way. I mean, they hated what I was doing.
Well, they hated me also playing the bass guitar.
Yeah, they would never say, great job. You know, that's, you know, I'm hoping on their deathbeds they turn to me and go, hey, you did a great job.
Well,
but I got great parents. I love them both. Yeah. They're great. They've been
supportive.
Definitely supportive in their way.
Yeah, I met your dad.
And when he hears this show, he'll be thrilled.
Salutiamo il signore Scarlato.
He'll be thrilled.
Okay.
My dad's great. I mean, he's old school. They're old school. So taking a risk is not what they did.
Well, they came to the United States. And think about that. Travel over 4,000 miles and come into a new land, right? And then, of course, that's success also. Because they had to go through trials and tribulations, you know, hardships and the language barrier and whatnot.
Yeah, absolutely.
And look at you. You speak Italian, you speak English, whatever.
Yep.
What other language you speak in between, too?
Those are the two I speak.
How about Italianglish, right?
Italianglish, yeah. That's like a dialect, right?
Wow. I'm having fun, folks.
You know, I don't really have any role models. Like I said, I mean, later in life, I'm almost 50. I my folks were good to me. I had great parents.
Well, you said you had a coach, right? Coach Matt? I think
so my buddy Matt Starr, who's a drummer, he's out on the road.
Oh.
Right now he's with Ace Frehley, he plays with Mr. Big, and I could drop 100 other names. He's a sweetheart, a killer drummer, and you can look him up at Matt Starr Coaching.
Cool.
I actually have him down as one of my role models and a friend. And
cool. He's a your go-to person also when you
Yeah, even like some of his YouTube stuff and his live videos and... You know, I'll click on a two-minute video, either watch him drum or tell me about the music business. And it's good stuff. I learned a lot from him.
Cool.
Really, I mean...
So having a coach, you got these continued success in this music business here. You have a band also. You're playing in the metropolitan area, in the New York area. I mean, you do have a lot of things going on. Is there a breakthrough goal that you're working on that you want to share with the audience, Anthony?
You know, nothing specific, but I'm always thinking about what my next career is, what my next stop is going to be. You know, the third period, the final round, you know, what am I going to do? Am I going to open a club? Am I going to go in the restaurant business? Am I going to, you know, I don't make am I going to make slinkies? I don't know what I'm going to do.
Hey,
you know, but
I'm always thinking
about, you know, the third quarter, you know, the third period.
Okay.
Know? I'll say the third, how many periods?
You have, in hockey, you have three periods, right?
I don't know. No,
football,
man.
you have four quarters.
Right.
Right. Basketball, what do you have?
You got four quarters.
Okay.
You know, it must be soccer.
Or it's got to be
a European thing.
No, you have two halves. You have soccer is two.
Yeah. All right.
Well, how about act three? Maybe it's the theater.
That's right. It's act three.
Yeah.
So I did the car thing. I did the music thing. And
trifecta.
The trifecta. The hat trick.
The hat trick.
Exactly.
There you go.
You know, maybe I'm going to come up with a new super slinky that won't take your eye out. I don't know.
You know, I love the slinkies before. I got to find those in the old shops, you know. That's pretty cool. All right, Anthony, we're going smoothie here. I love it, folks. I hope you're enjoying this the show here with Anthony. You're getting a kick out of his personality. It's definitely a character. I got to tell you, we're having a good time here, Anthony. I love it. I love the analogy of the Mediterranean.
The Mediterranean mania.
I'm going to keep that in mind today.
I got to shout out my buddy if you don't mind.
Go ahead.
He's like a crazy serious paisan.
Okay.
Armand Evangelista.
Evangelista.
I mean, it doesn't get any more.
He's a faithful man. He's an apostle,
exactly.
The disciple. Okay. Do you have any specific goals, Anthony, that you want to achieve specifically?
Not really.
I'm pushing you here. You know,
right now you caught me where I came off a summer of doing gigs.
Tell us about it. What would you say?
It was a little crazy. It was a little crazy. I will attribute it to the fact that from what I'm seeing with, I wasn't even going to bring up this whole COVID thing.
Okay, I know.
It just seems like everyone's opening up again. The beaches are opening up, the beach clubs, the wedding halls, the parties, and not just myself, all the musicians I talked to, we all got really overwhelmed and slammed with phone calls and gigs, which is a good thing. It's what
right.
you want.
Okay.
But it was overwhelming. So I really said to myself, I'm going to take a little break. And when I say break, I don't mean I'm going to pack my guitar up and throw it on the
bed. It's a pause, right?
It's going to be a pause to, what was the word you used before we started? I said regroup and you said? Realign.
Realignment.
Realignment.
Yeah. Your third period.
My third period.
There you go.
So I'm kind of thinking of like a realignment, your words.
Okay.
It was just chaos. It was chaos. And I'm in like change mode as we speak.
Does your fellow musicians also have the same kind of...
You know, I don't know. They're going to hear this interview and go, huh. Why are we the last to know?
Whoa, okay.
I love the guys I work with. I love them dearly. I also told you off... Off camera, you know, I play with a lot of great guys. I've met a lot of great people in my life. The guys I'm with now, I've been blessed. I mean, I really enjoy it, and they make me feel good. They're great musicians and great people. So, you know, that's going nowhere. It's just going to be retooled.
So I'm going to get back to this. These places now, the clubs, the restaurants, the beaches, and whatnot. People are opening up, and do you find that the attitude of appreciating live music is welcoming again, do you think?
I think personally, not to be on a down, but the game has certainly changed where, for me, I'm seeing, I'm going to call it 50% of the people that used to be out and about, whether it was seeing bands, having parties, drinking alcohol, eating food, going on trips. I'm seeing a lot of people were scarred from what went on. I'd say 50% of the people we used to see.
Interesting.
Are something went on where they don't have the need to be out anymore.
Really?
You know what I'm saying? I guess people got used to, hate sounding cliche, but like got used to drinking a six-pack at home and watching Netflix. Or being with their families.
Interesting point. I just heard, read somewhere that the movie theater attendance are down.
So the movie theater, I can't see coming back.
Because you just mentioned Netflix. All these,
or people are working from home, so maybe they're teaching their kid how to ride a bike now, and maybe those things are happening again.
Good point. Very good point. Interesting there.
But as far as the scene goes, I've been blessed and it's been fortunate. We've been busy. You know, I don't want to see those shows anymore where, you know, there's six guys. And there's a meme out there that says, you need to have this before you have this. And the first this is a picture of a guy playing to three people. And the second this is playing to a crowd in Madison Square Garden. I don't want to ever go back to that playing to three people.
Sure.
So we were fortunate and we had a great run this summer.
Awesome. Well, we're going into the fall now, you know, and those of you who are listening to this, wherever you are, we're just the beginning of September and going into the rest of the year. 2022 has gone real fast.
Yeah, you know, the telltale is going to be Christmas parties and New Year's Eve parties and we'll Halloween parties. We'll see how that ramps up.
Sure. And of course, your business here will also flourish too when it comes down to those holidays, right?
Yeah, you know, I've been fortunate. You know, I really, when the whole COVID thing hit, and we're in New York, so
right.
It was tough. It was tough. You know, I remember it was a Friday, and our governor said, hey, the rule changed so quick. It was a Friday morning, and goes, hey, five employees or less, you could stay open. And then 10 minutes later, it was, hey, by 1 o'clock today, everyone needs to shut down.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, you know, I freaked like everybody else.
Sure.
And I let a couple days go by, and then the internet business blew up.
And
I said, shit, I better get up from my sorry ass self.
And that's how you shifted, right? You pivot.
And we were getting phone calls locally, curbside, and everyone says, well, you know, the guy was home, and he always wanted to learn guitar, and I don't know. I don't buy it.
Well, Anthony, there's a point there, because people start reflecting regarding things they right. couldn't do right. because of their fast-paced life, right? You know, and again, you want to create some fun now, some insightful creativity within us. And you create that faith, you know, and spending time with the family.
Or the nostalgia of it. You know, they had time to, not to sound morbid or anything, but I really believe that people said, this could be the end. I could die. My family could die. My peers could die. I'm going to buy that new car. I'm going to go to the driving range. I'm going to buy that guitar.
Sure,
I'm going
sure,
to,
sure.
You know, I don't want to sound morbid, but I think for a second there, people said this could be it.
I respect that. And definitely, I'm sure people out there can you know, really relate to that.
But we did really, really well. It took me about a week to really get my head back together. And I basically pulled my big boy pants up and said, get your ass going. And, you know, we were getting orders from not to get political or get stupid, but, you know, it was Florida, it was Texas, it was all the states that really...
this is a very, very natural...
I got you, brother. New York is shut down, yeah. but, you know, North Dakota's not.
That's right. I love it. Anthony,
I will also say really quick that I think for, at least for the beginning, I relate this to 9/11 as well, you know, at least for the beginning, people got a little compassionate. And, you know, I remember one instance, I sold a drum set to a kid from here in town, and he said, it wasn't even built, it was in the box. He goes, he gave me his credit card, and it might have been $800 or $900. It wasn't a lot of money, but it was enough.
Enough, right.
And he said, just put it out on the curb. And I put it out on the curb in boxes, and I said, wow, this is a weird way to do business. But people were kind of trustworthy and compassionate at the time. I noticed that a little bit. Like, 9/11, I remember when that happened, I go, wow, we're going to become a better society, and we're flying flags outside of our car, and we're appreciating our service officers, let me just say that.
Yeah, sure, all those.
And, you know, then 3 months, 4 months, 5 months, 6 months,
it started to decline.
Just went away.
Right, yeah.
It just went away.
How easy to forget, right?
Yeah.
It's unfortunately. And we're coming up right now with that during this recording right now of our interview.
So I did see some, I'll use the word compassion.
I like that. I wrote it down in my little notes here, compassion and trustworthy. I think that's a good.
Yeah, they always, you know, they always say wisdom, compassion, peace, and love. That's what
peace, peace, and love.
I don't mean the hippies. I'm talking about Buddha. I'm not talking about the hippies.
Okay, we'll take that.
Compassion, peace, and love. Wisdom, you know.
Wow, Anthony, this is good. Well, folks, I hope you're enjoying this on the X Factor to Success, and this conversation is getting very nice and smooth and getting to the points here. So, Anthony, if you were conducting this this conversation interview, what's one question you would ask yourself? What would you say?
You know, is this a not rated
show? We'll be out, yeah. Go ahead.
You know, I literally
wake F-bomb, up. F-bombs?
Yeah, okay. I wake up and I go, how the f*** are you doing this? I'm just a 12-year-old kid that's just coasting through life.
You
mean
you didn't get the manual?
No, how the f*** are you doing this? I literally say that to myself. I laugh. And I had a friend that used to tell me, I go, I gotta go to the doctor today. I gotta go to court today. And my friend says, you always figure it out.
What do you mean by that? How do you figure it out?
You know, I don't know how I figure
it
out.
Yeah, you're gonna guess why when I met you.
It just happens, yeah. Man. It's just like, you know, you get overwhelmed.
But you have that intuition.
Somehow I figure it out. And I'm not a genius. You know, I did some studies.
Well, you said you're Aquarius, right?
Yeah, I lean towards the insanity.
Okay. So.
And I always figure it out. I always took that statement from this friend of mine that said, you always manage to figure it out, which means at the end of the day, everything always gets done.
I love it. Well, okay, I'll accept that. I'm sure folks out there can relate to that in their own things here. So we have a few more questions here before we go on there. And so, Ant, what would you say? I read a lot of books also. And in my personal development journey, I've had many mentors. I've got Tony Robbins, Les Brown, of course, Jack Canfield. He's my mentor. I've been to his seminars and whatnot. I've seen quite a other wonderful self-help gurus out there. What's one book or that inspired you most, would you say?
When I was getting into, I guess, the car business, I was probably 19 or 20.
And now you're like 75, right?
Now I'm a million, yeah. Definitely. And a sort of relative gave me this book. They were well off, and I respected them, and they had made some money in the stock market, which I don't even know if you want to talk about today. When I was 17, I go, what is the stock market? And here I am trading stocks so many years later.
Look at you now.
Learn, you know, it's like a lot of
so your financial yeah, part
absolutely.
Of your okay.
Yeah. And but this family member gave me this book called Self-Made Millionaire by Brian Tracy.
Brian Tracy, sure.
I looked at the book and I go, this is a joke, a book you buy on TV. Like, you know, you know who's making the money?
Watching TV at 1 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah, the guy made the $40 on the book. That's the guy that made the money. And sure. I read the book slowly. I actually put it down more than I was interested in it. But it eventually caught me. And that book, I will say, changed my life. It changed my financial life. It changed my success. There was just... I'm 19 years old. I don't want to read a book about finances and
right.
become a businessman. And it changed the book. Changed
you know, Anthony,
my life.
These are not taught in our school about, you know, being financial astute, to be a good steward of your finances. You mean people working part time, saving money, investing money. So this one is a pivot point for you.
It was definitely a pivot point. It changed my life.
Wow. Do you still have that book around?
I do.
Wow. So do you share that information with other folks also?
You know, it's funny you should say that because a lot of people don't want to hear it. They just want to complain and say, I'm down and out. Yeah. I'm broke. I don't know what to do.
I stay away from that.
I share any help that I can with just about anybody.
And that's what we're all about.
You know, whether it's financial advice, whether it's always financial advice because no one's got any money. I do share that. Self-Made Millionaire. It changed my life.
Cool.
It really changed my
life.
So
those of you who have not seen one, I'm sure you can find it on Barnes & Noble or on Amazon.
On what's the pad? The
Kindle?
The Kindle.
I like physical books there, Anthony. Speaking about books, are there any maybe two or three books that you would recommend?
Yeah. You know, those of you that know me and know my character, I am not your... typical book reader. But I can read.
Are you belong to a book club there, Anthony?
No, not yet. Not yet, but I'm thinking about downloading some Amazon books and stuff.
Okay.
But there are a few, and now my eyesight's not what it was, so it's a little bit hard to read small print. The three that come to mind, I'm sure you guys seen this one from Mark Manson, The Subtle Art of Not Giving a
With the orange cover. I know
yeah,
that one.
It was not my favorite book. It had its moments. Had its moments. I enjoyed it.
Certain
it had,
chapters, you say that.
Yeah, it had its moments. And then I got a little bored, and then it had its moments.
So peaks and valleys of the book.
Peaks and valleys of the book. Another one which I really did like, You Are a Badass by Jen Sincero.
That one I never heard of.
That was a cool book. She's got a few books out, too. And then my yogi master, Mingor Rinpoche, The Joy of Living, is a fantastic, fantastic book.
Folks, I'll put these recommendations on the show notes, so when you get a chance, look them up. Go on Amazon, and reach out. That's all. And I appreciate that sharing your insights there. So let's get we have a few more questions, and then we're gonna start moving forward there. You know, we all have a legacy. we want to leave like an imprint in our lives as we journey this physical earth, right? So what would you say you would leave? Let's say it's 100 years from now.
You know, it's pretty simple, and actually I'm stealing this from an elderly customer that came in a few years ago. We talked about the old days and blah, 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 and the future and the kids and all the stuff that old people talk about. And he made me realize that the imprint that I should leave when I die is the hope to go back into the earth and fertilize it with my good vibes and my success. And, you know, if a good generation dies and goes back into the earth, maybe we could fertilize it in the future.
I like that analogy.
I got it off a customer, and he was a sweet guy. And when he said it to me, I kind of laughed and said, well, you're like, one sandwich short of a picnic. But then I thought about it, and it made a lot of sense.
Okay.
You know, I was fortunate to have great peers, great lessons in my life, and be in a great time with a lot of values. And you know, doesn't matter what you believe in, if our physical being can go back and fertilize the earth.
We have to be of service to others, and be of service by doing all the things you just mentioned as well. But, you know, you look at when you're planting a seed, right? The mustard seed is a smaller seed out there. And you have to kind of fertilize it, plant it, take care of it, water it, remove the weeds around it, right? It will flourish, it will bear fruit.
Absolutely.
And that's what we're all about. Once you start bearing fruit, we go back into the cycle again.
Yeah, real simple. I mean, Buddha says, if you like a flower, you pluck it. If you love a flower, you nurture it.
Wow.
It's that simple.
Good insight there, Anthony. Look at you, man. You know, I haven't seen you in a long time, man. You're just
Did I shock you?
Yeah, you are pretty impressed. That's why I got you on the show here.
So insane or genius? What do you think?
No, well, yin and yang, right?
Yeah, yin and yang. Always yin and yang.
Let's get into that guitars that you mentioned earlier. So let's get more into that, because I know you have some specialty guitars, but we'll save the last comments at the end, okay? I want to dig a little more deeper. We got a few more minutes before we start wrapping up here. How did you connect with that guitar company? And how do you pronounce that name?
Nags.
Nags, okay. So
Joe Nags is the owner.
Okay.
And it's kind of like a little freak thing. Back in, you know, as a musician, you know, you're always looking for the holy grail guitar. You know, the one, you know, they say, well, if I buy a $4,000 guitar, will that make me play better? The answer is yes. Definitely.
Okay.
Definitely.
So it's not a fallacy.
No. For me, it's not.
$4,000.
You know,
I see price tags on this one right here. Like $5,000, $6,000, $7,000.
Yeah, it's quite a treat. So you know, I'm Google searching, and you're on eBay, and I stumble on this. I've tried them all. I stumble on this brand Nags guitars, communicated with them in 2016, and I said, actually I had a phone call from Peter Wolf, who was basically, I guess, the VP of the company. He runs everything, does all the legwork and everything. And he's a German guy, so he's got this crazy German accent. And I'm talking to this guy, and I'm going, is this guy, am I talking to him in Germany?
In Deutschland.
He was in Maryland, but he's been around. He's been with Hamer, he's been with Paul Reed Smith. He's been
great
in the music business.
Great brands out there.
And not to sound like that was discounting him or joking. Yeah. Him and I became fantastic friends.
I've seen on social media.
The guy's a genius.
You can tell he got a liking to you also. I mean, you're a top seller, I would say, right?
So, basically, 2016, I ordered a guitar for myself. Sight unseen, and
you picked it up. You said, "Wow!"
You know, it was like a 6-month build or a 4-month build. I couldn't wire them the money fast enough. That's how excited I was. And it was a Saturday, and he goes, "Well, your order's not going to go into Monday," but I didn't care. I wanted to get business done. And he said, "You know, we've got nobody in New York that's repping these guitars. Nobody actually in the Northeast. You should rep these guitars." And I thought about it,
and the light bulb went on.
It was a year into having the store, and I go, could this be my brand? And he goes, well, take 4 pieces and take 6 pieces. And I'm going 4,000, 8,000, 20,000, 50,000. I'm going, no, I can't do this.
Keep inventory, sure.
It actually took me a year, and I became a dealer in 2017.
Okay.
And pretty much 2017, 18, 19, 20, 21, 22.
Sure.
I've been number 2 in the world at about 30-something dealers.
Is that so?
You know, I'm really mad because I'm not number 1.
Hold on. It's period 3, right?
Yep, but I've had this conversation. I'm really proud that I'm number 2. And the number 1 guy is Rebel Guitars in Alabama, and Wes and I are friends, and he's a dynamite guy. He knows his shit, and he's a dynamite guy. So I'm actually happy. It's like being number 2 to Derek Jeter. You know, it's like, I'm okay. I'm in a good place.
Sure. I love Derek Jeter. Good man there, Yankee player. Any Yankee folks out there? Okay, we'll keep baseball on the side there.
So, you know, I started tooling around, and I remember, this is crazy, I remember being on eBay and seeing this guy. He was the Boston band guy, and it was always in my face. And I go, I need to brand myself. You know, branding,
yeah, sure.
branding. So it just came out, the New York Nags guy, and...
Oh, is that so? You're called the New York Nags guy, huh?
Yeah, and that came from the Boston band guy. I mean, if he wants to sue me, if he's listening to this, I'll take it.
All right, Anthony. Well, you're proud of that, right?
I'm very proud of it. I'm proud of the brand. It is the Holy Grail guitar. You know, to quote another friend, most of the time, you know, you sell one $4,000, $5,000, $6,000, $7,000, and you go, well, this is the end of the road. And that guy calls you back 3 days later, and he's got 6 in them. You know, so a friend of mine said to me, I mean, what are they putting, fentanyl in the paint of these guitars? Or meth? I mean,
no.
And I laughed. I go, it's like they're putting meth in the paint. They're that good. I'm proud.
So are these manufactured in Maryland?
So these are handmade in Greensboro, Maryland. I've been down to the shop.
Okay.
Basically, for the musicians listening, it is the Paul Reed Smith private stock team, ex-private stock team, that's working for Nags now. And there's, you know, finesse and perfection.
Okay, folks, you heard that? You got to stop by here. At the end, we'll share where the New York Nags guy is located here. So maybe you could check him out, give him a call, whatnot, and really see his guitars and see how they play and whatnot. So if you're in the area, got to stop by here. It's East Chester Music Center. Is that what it's called? Okay, we'll let you do that wrap up there, Anthony. So, Anthony, we got a couple more questions before we start wrapping up here. What advice can you share to keep a positive mind frame? So now, your success, you became now number 2 in the world, music, band, whatnot.
Yeah.
So what are
That's a tough one. It's really tough. People see me on stage and they go, man, this guy's got it down packed. His hair's blowing in the wind. And
you got the hair.
And all the ribs.
You get that rock look, too, you know.
Yeah. I mean, I like anybody else. I lack confidence. I know I have confidence. I know I can do it. But it's, keeping in a positive frame of mind is not easy. You know, my yogi master says, and this is a quote, it's better to be watching the river than in it.
Wow. Can you repeat that again? Please slow it down. No, again.
It's better to be watching the river than in it. Because if you're in the river, you're drowning. You know, you're trying to swim and get out of the river. If you're watching the river, you're listening to the peacefulness of it. And then, another thing for me, which is going to sound crazy, you have to, this is an important one to me, you have to feed your mind good food. You know, if you've got a stomach ailment, what are you going to do? Keep eating crappy food, or you're going to, you know, lay off the bad food for a couple of days?
And that's where fitness comes around, also the health.
Absolutely.
Food, right?
Absolutely. So, I mean,
feed your mind, right?
Feed your mind good food.
So how do we associate that with guitars? And because I'm sure you have a collection of guitars, and again, good food, good guitars, good music, good stimulation of mindset.
Yeah,
so.
I mean, for me, I collect guitars. I mean, guys collect cars, watches. I mean, it's a guy thing, I think.
Yeah. I have a Matchbox cars. I collect a lot of them.
Yeah, perfect, man. I hope they're still in the packages.
They are, quite a bit.
But yeah, like as far as like the guitar thing, you know, when you're a kid and you grew up in the 80s and you're watching, what are you watching? You're watching music videos, you're watching hair metal, you're watching Van Halen, and you're watching Poison and Motley Crue,
like Def Leppard.
You know, you see these
White
guitars
Snake.
And you go, wow, I mean, I found myself kind of sowing my wild oats and trying to get that Kramer guitar that Nick Mars was playing from, and it became an addiction, like a crazy addiction that just grew and grew. And
well, it's apparent it leads you to this music store. I mean, with all the wonderful, I mean, each instrument here you have for sale, of course, has a certain personality. They have character. They've got a soul. Would you agree with that?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, I'll relate it to the car business again, which is funny because you say, well, how does the car business and
how does that
the guitar, it's not just a retail thing, it's more like, and I had a friend in here, one of the dealers I used to work with, and he was watching me on the back bench, and I was buffing out a guitar, and I got some touch of paint from and buffing out the frets.
Being
and
very
goes,
detailed,
man,
right?
And he goes, I got my detailing brushes, and
yep.
He laughed at me, and he goes, I can't believe, like, you learned all this in the car business, and now you brought it to the table again. And, you know, and another thing for the car business is, you know, that yellow Corvette that one guy wants. Everybody wants a black Corvette or a red Corvette. You see the yellow Corvette, that orange Corvette, and you go, man, what an ugly car that is. But it's the same thing. Like, you know, I've got a slime green Eddie Van Halen guitar on the wall, and
I see it.
You may say, hey, that's the ugliest thing I've ever seen.
I
but
think I think it's pretty cool.
Somebody wants it.
Yes.
You know, it's like the car business. Somebody wants a four-wheel drive. Somebody wants a two-wheel drive.
You know, they say in the car business, there's always a butt for the seat.
Well, I was going to say that, but I've really dropped enough curses through this.
It's okay, bump. I'm allowed to. It's okay. Well, Anthony, I know that I'm taking a lot of your time here, and this has been a great, great conversation here. So let's see. We've a couple more questions we have here. So, you know, before we wrap this up, any inspired encouragements or comments you want to share with us before we say farewell? And of course, we're going to ask you where we could find you on social media, whatnot. So go ahead and give us some.
Yeah.
Inspire me. Inspire us.
I'm going to tell you another crazy thing, like a recent crazy thing. A friend of mine told me recently, I might have to repeat this actually. A friend of mine told me recently, try to always be a five. And I said, well, what does that mean? I mean, do you know what that means?
What does it mean? What to five the higher?
Yeah, I mean, usually 10 is the number that you want to be, right? I mean, why would you want to be a five?
Five. That's halfway.
And, you know, she said, try to be a five. If you drop down to a four, that's cool. And if you go up to a six, that's great as well. But if you always stay at a five, you're good.
Interesting philosophy as far as...
You know, we think we want to go in the red, man.
Hold on, you know, the amplifier has a 10.
Yeah, you want to be on 10, man. I always fired on 10, but if you could just, I guess it's like, you know, if you could be average at a 5 all the time.
Okay, so we'll keep the scale to 5, 5 being the highest, 1 being the lowest. So I'm going to twist this around a little bit because Marshall amps have 11, right?
They have 11, of course.
Those of you who haven't had them.
Hey, listen, if you've got a part number that's you know, a part number AT1000, and then you've got an AT2000, it's 1,000 times better.
It's more better.
Exactly.
That's a good
but that resonated with me. You know, be a five. You know, be a five, and if you have a crummy day and you drop down to a four, realize it and get yourself back up to a five.
I like that. Okay.
You know, or a six. You know, that's a good day.
That's a good day. Man, Anthony, it's been a pleasure to spend some time together here and sharing your insights, and hopefully the audience will pick up a couple of nuggets and good tips also.
Yeah, I enjoyed myself. I miss you, man. This was great.
I miss you too also. I mean, I happen to be in New York here, so let's do a one-on-one versus a, you know, over the air.
Yeah, I love it.
A little more personal, a little more contact here. So where can the audience find you? Website, Facebook, Instagram?
I got all that good stuff. The Facebook page, the Instagram, the TikTok. Did I miss any?
So what's the website? What would you say?
So the NewYorkNagsGuy.com. On the Facebook, on the website, on the Instagram, and then I've got EastchesterMusicCenter.com as well.
Okay. I'm going to put all those information on the show notes, and then people can click on that and whatnot. And anything, I'm going to throw a curveball here. If they happen to come to the store and they say they heard you on the X Factor to Success.
Yeah. I mean, absolutely. We'll do a buy one, get one, for sure.
A nice guitar.
Whatever, man. Listen, we're just coasting through life here, man.
I love it. I'm sure there's a short discount rate also.
Absolutely.
But you got to mention, though. You got to mention when you say, hey, I heard you where? On the X Factor to Success show with the G-Man and Anthony. That's right. I love this. This could be a kind of routine here back and forth, you know?
When you drive up from down south, you know, maybe we'll do this once a month.
Hey.
I got a lot more to say.
I know that, but a very short period of time here with this. We hit an hour.
Wow.
So, great. So, Anthony, I'm going to give you one more time. I want you to pick up an acoustic guitar right now. And what do you think? Give us a couple of strums.
I think we're running out of time.
Maybe next time. What do you say?
Absolutely.
Okay. Maybe when you're writing a book also.
Absolutely. I heard book writing is the thing to do.
Well, I'm working on my book on the X Factors to Success, how to achieve the X Factor success, the circle of F's in books, faith, family and friends, fitness, finance and fun. It's the five pillars of achieving where you are to where you want to be. And today, definitely with Anthony Scarletta, right, has shared with us his journey from the automotive entrepreneurial business to music and music store, playing, and of course, meeting great, great musicians, of course, being the New York Nags guy, and continue on now. His next journey is the third period, as he ended.
That's right.
He said, and he's Aquarius also, and he's either a genius or a what?
Genius or insanity.
Insanity, okay. Well, you can take whatever it is. When you look him up, give him a call, find him on the Facebook page, on the social media, and really tell him that you had a great time listening to it.
Yeah, I had a great time too. Yeah, I remembered what a great friend you are. I miss you.
Yeah.
A lot of good stuff.
Absolutely. So, folks, you've been listening to the X Factors to Success podcast show with Ruggiero Fratacangeli, the G-Man here. And we had a wonderful time here. So I'd like to ask all of you to share this podcast, link it to someone who can relate to the story, and maybe give out a shout-out to Anthony here at the NAG store here at the East Chester Music Center. And if you need anything, even some inspiration.
Advice, whatever. I don't know how good it's going to be, but I got time for you.
That's awesome. Well, thank you very much, Anthony. Until next time, we're going to catch you again when you get that book or whatever next third period will be. I'm looking forward to continue on watching your journey and watching what you'll be doing on the third act or third period of your journey.
Good stuff.
All right, then. Thank you very much, folks, and have a wonderful one. And don't forget, live with purpose, live with passion, and make a difference.